This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. 24 hours of prayer for peace in the Holy Land. That's what Catholics the world over are being called to do this Sunday, January 27th. The worldwide event, now in its fifth year, hopes to guarantee a continuum of prayer in more than 3,000 cities. This year's event coincides with International Holocaust Remembrance Day, marked on the 27th of January each year, to recall the day in 1945 on which Soviet forces liberated the Nazi extermination camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Since it was instituted in 2008, the Day of Prayer has been celebrated by the Catholic Church on the last Sunday of the month of January. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, the leader of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, says Christians of all denominations in Jerusalem are united in prayer, solidarity, and communion during this week of Christian unity, and are grateful for the concern of fellow Christians around the world.
This day, this prayer for the Holy Land, really we are very grateful to feel this concern from outside towards our Holy Land, which is in the same time there and your Mother Church.
Calling Jerusalem the Mother Church with a world dimension, Patriarch Fuad Twal says the unique way to be grateful is to do our best to fulfill this mission well, because the Church in the Holy Land can constitute a bridge between all the others.
And in this week of unity, we are praying really daily in one church of all Jerusalem, all together in this week with this prayer.
And the Patriarch urges Catholics to extend their prayers for peace in the Holy Land beyond Sunday celebrations.
Please go on praying for us, because we need you, and we still believe in the power of the prayer that the Lord said, "I will give you my peace." We hope to have this peace in this not easy mission.